Hello, Andy. Well,
that's encouraging.
Off hey, to a great start.
You're not Ken.
I'm not Ken. My name is Matt Warwick.
Hold on, Matt. Hold on.
Yeah, write it down.
Hold on, Matt Warwick. You look like a nice kid.
Two T's.
I gotcha.
All right.
And how'd you find yourself in that seat today, Matt?
Well, Ken's not here today.
Yeah, Ken called in sick.
He's sick, so I just kind of, I'll be honest, I just kind of stepped in.
Yeah, well, it's appreciated at the last minute, and I really do appreciate it. I know we all wish Ken a speedy and fast recovery. What the hell is his problem? What's his problem? What did you hear?
I don't even know. I don't even, honestly. He
said pneumonia? Could that be true?
He said he can't move.
Yeah. Yeah, the symptoms are very similar to being too stoned to care.
Yeah.
Very similar. You can barely tell the two conditions apart. So he's home.
He's home.
Listening
I'm here.
To this.
Yep, I'm here.
I'm glad. I traded up, buddy.
Yeah.
You're the man today. This is
I'm
great.
I'm the man.
This is great. Now, I understand somebody, I overheard people talking. You have your own show here on the station.
Yes, yes.
When is that show?
It's on Tuesday morning.
Hold on. Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
Sounds good. Tuesday in the a.m.?
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Oh, great. Oh, that's a great slot to have.
To noon.
Hold on. Oh, that's great. The morning, the little morning slot.
Yeah, little morning slot.
Oh, good for you. And you play the pop music that the kids like?
Sometimes I play a lot of long, weird things that...
You know, I'm going to have my assistant listen, and he's going to tell me all about it.
Give me the rundown.
Give me the rundown.
On Garbage Time.
Oh, it's called Garbage Time. That's
Garbage
a
Time.
Fantastic name. So that name now is taken. I can't call my show Garbage Time.
You can't.
I can't.
No.
And that's great. And how long have you been here at FMU?
I had a show, I guess, for like 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah, I remember hanging with you at my little office in Madison.
Yeah,
some
you
years
took me
ago.
Out to lunch. You bought me a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. It was $8.50, and then you had a soda. It was, with $2, so with a tip and tax, it's like $3.
Yeah,
no problem.
Wait,
No, it's on me.
I mean, I can pay for it.
No. I don't even know why I mentioned what it costs.
No, I mean, I can give you.
Forget it, Matt. It was my treat.
All right.
And. Hey, you know what? We have a great idea for a show, with or without Ken.
Yeah.
We're gonna make this work. It's a little technically challenging, so I'm glad Scott is gonna not leave the room, because I have a friend. I don't know if you've heard. Have you heard of the magazine American Bystander?
Yeah.
It's a new magazine, relatively new. I think they're on issue 7 or 8. We'll find out in a minute. But it's a great magazine in the comedy world. It's very well known and already beloved, and quickly becoming an institution. The funniest people in America contribute to it, and they're about to make. I hope they can make the next step and get it into newsstands. And right now, it's just a subscription only publication, but they have great articles and very funny writers. The funniest writers in America contribute, but they also have cartoons. And I thought this was my thought. Tell me if you think this might work.
Okay. I'm waiting.
We have a bunch of listeners.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, a bunch.
Right. A gaggle of listeners.
Yeah.
Many of them are very funny or think they're very funny or occasionally are very funny.
Yeah.
And then other listeners are very talented. We have some great artists among our listeners.
The ranks.
The ranks. Maybe you saw our little comic book that we gave away as a premium a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So very talented artists. And the thinking is this: we get some funny people that have ideas for cartoons.
Okay.
But can't draw.
Yeah.
That must happen to a lot of people, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you have. You ever had an idea for a cartoon?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you have. I didn't know you're panicking. No. I've never seen panic in someone's eyes like that.
Wait, ideas.
Ideas. Yeah.
I couldn't remember what that
was. Okay, I know. But then we would match them up. We would marry them to listeners with artistic talent.
Okay.
And in a half hour, we'd give them a 30-minute deadline.
Uh-huh.
They'd have to do this quickly. We'd have to really move.
Yeah.
We'd be like the Henry Ford of cartoons. Pump out these cartoons. And then at the end of our hour, we only have an hour. This is very exciting. It's inherently dramatic.
Yeah.
we would call Michael Gerber and present these cartoons to him. Maybe we'll have three or four, whatever we have, the finalists. And if he likes any of them, he's agreed to consider publishing them in the next issue.
Okay.
Which is it's a real honor.
Yeah.
So let's call Michael Gerber now and say hello.
Yeah. Let me,
you have his number.
Yeah, you do the
what? I have to talk?
You have to talk for a little bit.
Meanwhile, I'm going to give our on-air number out. If you have an idea for a cartoon that you want someone to draw, another listener to draw, or if you'd like to volunteer to be an artist, please give us a call. We need artists and we need captions. I have a couple of stray ideas myself that can get us started after we talk to Michael Gerber. 201-209-9368.
Let's see if let's see if we can get this.
Okay. Oh no! Did you dial one first? Wait, where's Scott? Did Scott leave us?
No, he's here.
Okay. So we're trying to call out. Okay, we're calling Michael Gerber, the publisher of American Bystander, which is a magazine I've come to love and look forward to. I think they're published every month and a half.
All right.
Okay. Wait. Hey, you did it. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Hey,
took
man.
Two
no.
Tries.
No. I really appreciate it. Oh no. Hold on. Wait. Let me make sure I have the right number. No. Don't wait. Tell me why you're laughing, and then I'll join you.
I'm just laughing.
Here. Is that the number you dialed?
Let me try.
Did I wait? Maybe I wrote it wrong. I'm a little dyslexic. Did I write it wrong?
No.
Oh, for the love of God.
Andy, I'm going to need you to keep stalling.
Okay. You just dialed. Don't worry about me. Dial like the wind. 201-209-9368. Okay. I was afraid this would be a train wreck, but now I realize that a train wreck would be more entertaining than this. This is like a train wreck that we can't quite accomplish.
No.
Oh, wait, here we go. 06. Oh, did I write the wrong number?
No. I think
it's me.
Oh, hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, thanks for taking the time. You're on the air. I'm here with my co-host Matt Warwick. Is it Warwick?
Warwick.
Warwick. He's this is
great.
It's a shotgun marriage, but we're thrilled to have him with us, and we're thrilled to have you. And we want to thank you in advance for considering the cartoons we're going to be generating.
I can't wait to see them. Those are great.
Well, I was telling people, Matt's heard of the magazine and has seen it, and he knows that it's a great, great, great showcase for humor. And the funniest people I know are like contributing. It's kind of like among comedy writers, your magazine has become sort of like a Facebook sort of experience where you get to keep in touch with people you know and admire and
you know, that's really true. And in fact, the other thing that happens is that because it's a bunch of generations, it's, you know, 90-year-old people and 50-year-old people and 30-year-old people. People from the various groups use me to contact the other, so to say, "Oh, I've always loved Arnold Roth's stuff. You got to put me in touch with him." And so that's happening too. It's great.
That's
fun.
That's fantastic. And what issue is you're between issues now? You're prepping what issue?
Yeah. I'm prepping 8 and 9. I tend to, you know, it's funny because nobody gives me anything for a week or two, and then I say, "Hi, I need stuff for the next issue," and I get enough for two issues
you
at
get
once. So I often do the two at once. But 8 is nearly finished, and then 9 is about half finished. So it's really wonderful. Every issue we get more people.
And you have a lane to yourself. It's nobody else is doing magazines like it. I grew up. Of course, I started, you know, with Mad Magazine, but then the Lampoon, of course, and Spy Magazine.
Yeah.
But they're in the rearview mirror now, and you have you're carrying the torch.
Yes, right. Well, the short answer to why that is you really can't publish this stuff conventionally. You can't publish it using a corporate sort of newsstand model. Advertisers hate it. Newsstand is really tough to work, and it takes a lot of money. So when Brian McConaughey and Alan Goldberg came to me and asked me, you know, like, put it together. How would you do this? How would you do a National Humor Magazine now? I really had to develop it from the ground up, you know, thinking about I sort of stood it on its head, because usually when you're talking about a magazine, you're like, okay, what people do advertisers want to reach? And then you create a bunch of editorial that those people theoretically like. This was totally different. And it's like, what kind of stuff do we want to publish? And then how can we pay for it?
But it's almost as if you asked a different question. You asked, what would Andy Breckman like to read every five or six weeks? It's almost like you read my diary.
Wonderful.
But no, I look forward to it. And now if any of our listeners wanted to learn more or perhaps subscribe, what is the website?
Please subscribe. You'd go to www.patreon.com/bystander. We're running our subscription through Patreon.
Patreon is P-A-T-R. Patreon, of course, is
patreon.com.
Patreon.com.
Yeah. And you can also go, we have a website at AmericanBystander.org, and there are links through there.
Okay.
Obviously, we're on Facebook. On Instagram, we're The American Bystander. And the links are on all these places. But, yeah, people should definitely subscribe. And on the website, we've just put up a free issue. We have a free PDF of number 6. So people can go download number 6 and know exactly what they're doing.
So AmericanBystander.org. And now to get it back to our show, if we do come up with a few cartoons that you like, what issue might they appear in? What are we?
8.
8. That is so exciting. This is like real.
I wish I could draw.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we keep a slot open. Don't fill up. Don't close issue 8 for 45 minutes. Give us a chance.
I'm gonna tell you, this is the people you'll be next to. The cartoonists will be next to people like Sam Gross and Ross Chast and all those folks. So be good.
There's no chance of that. Right. That ain't going to happen. You never said in our initial phone call we had to be good. You're throwing this at us now, late in the game.
I can't wait to see what.
Well, I can't wait either. I'm gonna say goodbye. We'll talk to you again in about 35 minutes, and hopefully we'll have something to present to you. Thanks very much. Okay.
You bet.
All right. Okay. So we need bye-bye. So we need artists and we need the caption ideas. 201-209-9368. Let's just start putting people on the air if there's an artist, I have one idea for a caption that I hoping to assign to an artist.
Okay.
So let's go. You have if you're an artist, you have a 25-minute deadline. That is your drop-dead deadline.
All right, we already got someone on the line.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder who it is, Matt.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, you're good at that.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. If you're looking to talk to Ken, you're going to be bitterly disappointed.
Yeah, it's only me.
it's Andy and only Matt Werwer.
Matt Warwick.
Wait, hold on.
It's Warwick.
I believe it's Werwick. I believe it's Werwick.
I
believe it's Werwick.
Werwick?
I believe it is.
No one's, I've had a lot of people pronounce my name wrong. I've never had Werwick.
I believe it is Werwick. Werewolf. Look, Matt, there's no way to settle this now. Let's just agree to disagree.
All right.
You say Warwick, I say Werwick. Well, there's no way we're going to get to the bottom of it.
All right, I'll take Werwick.
No, don't.
I'm just gonna take it.
No, don't just take it. Oh, that's even sadder than anything. Okay, I'm sorry. So your name listener is
Patrick.
Patrick, are you an artist?
No, I'm not.
Oh, do you have an idea for a caption?
Well, I have an idea for a cartoon.
Cartoon. Here we go. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so it's called Space Nuts, and it's about a lab monkey and the son of NASA.
No. It has to be just one picture.
Oh my God. I thought
a single frame, a single panel cartoon. For the love of God, we have 20 minutes.
Okay.
Sum it up in one.
He has
thing.
One. Go ahead.
It's this guy, and he comes home from work, and he's really tired, and he asks his wife, "What's for dinner?"
Yeah.
And the wife is with the family, and she's like, "Lettuce." And he's like, "Lettuce." And she's like, "Let us eat in peace without you bothering us."
That's great. We're gonna put that in the mix.
All right.
And we're gonna thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So Nick, don't put him back on. We don't want that's he's not good.
I like the space monkey idea, but I don't know if we're going to get that.
What did you like? Okay.
Well, I didn't really hear.
I need
thing.
An artist. I have a caption. I'm just brimming over with captions.
Yeah.
We need an artist to get us started. 201-209-9368. If you have any artistic talent and you have 20 minutes free, We'd love to generate some cartoons and get them published. You'd be a published artist. When the dust clears in 30 minutes, we're published. How many other radio shows can offer that? Do you ever offer that on Garbage Time?
No.
This is a real opportunity.
I don't think I have the...
Do the Girls on Fire ever offer anything like that?
I don't know. They're shaking their heads.
No, they don't. Okay, here we go. 201-209-9368. We need cartoonists, and we need people. And the criteria for writers are you have to be funnier than Patrick.
All right.
Our last call. Thanks very much.
You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show. Hi. Are you an artist?
Big fan. I'm a cartoonist. Yeah, I make cartoons.
Okay. Do you think you can do something in 20 minutes?
20 minutes. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be crappy as hell. But,
yeah, it's going to be crappy as hell. We don't care. No, but it's going to be, you know what? You're going to do your best work ever because everybody needs a deadline to really rise to the occasion, and this is the deadline from hell. Are you ready?
Those limitations are good. Yeah.
You ready for your cartoon? Now, where will you be drawing this on? Are you at your desk? Are you at work?
I'm at my desk right now. I've got my tablet in front of me.
Okay, here it is. Here's the cartoon. Tell me if you think this is funny.
All right.
It's a man on a ledge, like an executive. He's on a ledge, you know. He's considering jumping, right?
Okay.
And his secretary is sticking her head out the window. And she's saying, and the caption is, Ronan Farrow is still on hold. What should I tell him? Now, I can't take credit for this. This is my friend Warren Light. Warren Light suggested this joke over lunch today, and it made me laugh. Do you get that joke?
No.
So that's... Hey, wait. What is your name? Who am I talking to?
Mochers.
What's your name?
Mochers.
Mochers.
I don't think so. Mochers.
No, that's to my mama.
Mochers. And then, do you get the joke, Mochers?
Oh, no, I think I'm a little too young for that. Roland Farrow?
Okay, then forget. Here's another cartoon. Forget it. Okay. I think the rule should be, if you don't get the joke, don't draw the cartoon.
Well, I'll draw it anyway. Maybe it'll be better.
No. Here's another one. You ready, Mochers? You ready?
Yeah, I got it.
Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy, it's in a diner. And a guy and his date, a guy and his wife are ordering their meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's what the guy's saying. The guy is saying, I'll have the meatloaf dinner, don't pee in it, and a tomato soup, don't pee in it, and a ginger ale, don't pee in it. And then you see on the other side of the caption, on the other side of the cartoon, you see the cooks preparing the food in the diner. Couple of cooks there in the kitchen area, and they're peeing in the frying pan, and they're peeing in the coffee pitcher. It's a diner where if you don't say don't pee in it, that's the default.
Though, huh?
Okay, what do you think of that idea, Moochers?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, here we go.
Three panels or something?
No, it's just one panel. Okay, here's the panel. It's a diner or a restaurant. It's a guy ordering off a menu. The waiter is taking his order. And 4 feet away on the other side of the caption, you see on the other side of the panel, you see in a little glimpse of the kitchen.
A
glimpse of the kitchen, and the cook is peeing in a pot.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, and here's the caption. I'm going to do it again so you can write it on the bottom. Ready?
Gotcha.
I'll have the meatloaf platter. Don't pee in it.
Mm-hmm.
Meatloaf platter, comma, don't pee in it, period. Of the tomato soup, comma, don't pee in it, and a ginger ale, comma, don't pee in it. He's just ordering it.
What was the first one again?
I'm sorry, ginger ale, don't pee in it.
That was the third one, right?
Yeah.
What was the second one?
Tomato soup, comma, don't pee in it.
Tomato soup.
But he's just ordering matter of factly. Trust me, it's funny. You guys just have to take
like
a leap of faith.
Style.
Yeah, it's like a Far Side. Okay.
All right.
So you go, girl.
You send that to scott@wfmu.org.
Oh yes, you have to upload it. You have to scan it and get it to Scott. And you know what your deadline is?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. You go, girl. Scott@wfmu.org.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye. Okay, we need someone to draw my Ronan Farrow. It's not mine, it's Warren Light's joke. See, Ronan Farrow, he's been writing those New Yorker exposés about all those harassment charges. You get it, right, Irwin? It almost made Irwin laugh. Came very close to a laugh there.
I looked. He did almost laugh at that.
That's the goal I set for myself. Irwin almost laughing. 201-209-9368. We're looking for artists, and we're looking for people with ideas for cartoons. Here we go. Let's take another call.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey. You were just talking about the don't pee in it diner scene, right?
Yeah, but that we already have an artist assigned. Would you like another assignment? Are you an artist?
No. I'm thinking about that image. Pee in it. That sounds like peanut. So you should have the cooks be peanuts.
Yeah. And what is your name, sir?
My name's Chris.
Chris. Okay. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Chris. That was a great contribution. Thank you. 201-209-9368. Nick, we're adding Chris to the no-call list. We have a no-fly list now.
No-fly list.
Yeah. Hey, there should be a no-fly list at a restaurant. Am I right? Keep the flies out.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Everything's restaurant.
Okay.
Is that the next scene?
Yeah, that'll be our next joke. So we have the Ronan Farrow joke. We just need an artist that gets it. 201-209-9368. We need people with ideas for captions, and we need artists. And now, wait, the clock is ticking because the artists need time to work. We have to. Oh, is there another call?
Yeah, we got another call.
By all that's holy. By all that's holy. Hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Yeah, this is great. My dad puts it on all the time, and I guess I'm like a half fan.
Oh, you should give your dad a hug. He sounds like a sad, sad man.
No,
he needs a hug. Trust me. Now, do you have an idea for a caption, or are you an artist?
I'm an artist.
Okay. Do you know who Ronan Farrow is?
Yeah, kind
of. Okay, you don't know that. Okay, here's another idea. Here's another idea. It's a long line of people, like they're waiting for something.
Uh-huh.
And then some guy is kind of talking to, some guy's talking to the woman who's in the front of the line. And you know what he's saying? He's saying, mind if I butt, I don't like lines. Wait, can I butt in front?
Are you coming up with this as we...
Yeah, can I butt in front of you? Can I cut in? Can I cut in? That's it. Can I cut in? Question mark. I hate lines. That's it.
Okay.
Can I cut in? I hate lines. Okay. What is your name?
My name is Adie.
Adie, you have I'm going to give you your deadline now. You have 20 minutes.
Oh boy.
Okay. Right. And then you know how to upload it. You upload it to Scott, Scott, at wfmu.org.
All right, and can you go over the whole thing again? So
yes, it's just a line. It's a long line. It's a long line. They're waiting for something, and there's a woman at the front of the line, and there's a guy that's talking to her. He obviously wants to butt in, you know? He wants buttsies. And he's saying, hey, can I cut in? I hate lines.
He wants to be at the very front of the line.
Yeah, but but the only reason he's giving is that he hates lines. It's kind of a weak kind of thing. That's why it's so damn funny. See, that's why it's so funny.
All right.
That's the funniest one yet.
Yeah, that's the funniest one yet, because Matt gets it.
Get that one.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Einstein was right. Time stands still sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Thanks very much for calling. 201-209-9368. We need captions. We need artists that can draw quickly and humorously.
I think we need some more ideas.
I think you're right. Because you're saying that's your polite way of saying my friend Andy is running dry.
That last one
was the bottom of the barrel.
I don't like lines.
I hate lines. I say that all the time to people.
I hate
like
lines
at Disney
too.
World. Hey, can I cut in? I hate lines.
Wait, you actually go up and ask people to cut in?
Yeah, I hate lines. I do.
The cartoon is just about you there.
Yeah, it's pretty much me. I don't know where do you get your ideas?
When's the last time you cut a line?
I hate lines. I tell people I hate lines, and then sometimes they say no. Sometimes they accept my reason.
So it's worth a
shot. Yeah. Sometimes they're sympathetic. Oh, this poor guy hates lines.
All right. Hello, okay. You're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, honey.
Oh, hey, darling. Hey, hey, okay, Bethy, say hi to my new friend Matt Warwick.
How are you
guys might have met. Matt dropped by Madison years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, and he bought me a sandwich.
Yeah, $13.
Wait, you had a party?
Yeah, right after you left, the party began.
Oh.
Hey, honey, do you have an idea for a funny cartoon?
Yes, will you help punch it up a little bit?
That's why I'm here. That's why you married me.
Okay. like, okay, I picture an old bride and a decrepit, older mother. And the mother saying, oh, thank God, you're no longer a cautionary tale. Or you're no longer my cautionary tale or Aunt Flora's cautionary tale. Congratulations, you're no longer a cautionary tale.
Okay, congratulations, you're no longer a cautionary tale. And it's a mother talking to a young girl in a bride's dress. In a wedding dress. Congratulations. Well, it doesn't have to be an old bride, honey.
Okay.
Congratulations, you're no longer a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
Okay, boy, there's a sadness.
Funny? I can't tell.
I know.
Andy's
there's
actually
no way,
really
there's
sad.
No way to possibly tell. How can you tell if something's funny? I don't know.
Card, yeah. People who get a job or something. Hey, congratulations! You're no longer a cautionary tale.
Well, is the wedding
so sad.
Is the wedding? It is
a
so
cautionary tale until you succeed at something.
I love. I don't like it. I love it. Okay, so we're gonna. Oh, shut up! See, look, Matt. That's how she talks to me.
Oh yeah.
Oh, shut up!
That's her
line. I've known Matt 20 minutes, and he's nicer to me. Okay, wedding dress.
I see you every week.
Congratulations, you're no longer a cautionary tale. I love it. We're going to get somebody to draw it.
Okay.
And then, now you know, honey, it's not up to me. It's up to Mr. Gerber about
I
whether
know.
It's...
I just wanted to throw that out.
Okay, but it's not up to me. You can't...
But I have to say, I like Warren Light's one the best.
I know, it's so funny, but we got to get someone
really
to draw
funny.
It. He's a funny guy. Okay. Here we go. We need an artist to draw. Well, we'll go with Beth. We'll find someone to draw Beth. Here we go. We need a couple of artists, but now... The clock is ticking. We really only have till 10 minutes to 7 to lock in an artist. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Andy, what's up?
Nothing much. I'm living a dream, pretty much. Except, what's up with you?
Oh, I got a caption for you.
Oh, you all have right. A caption. Okay.
I'll make it quick. So there's a Hollywood bigwig who's saying, this movie kind of stinks. Andy, what do you think we should do? And then the cartoon of you is saying, get Smash Mouth on the phone. That's how we'll end the movie.
Because that's how Rat Race ended with
Baba
Smash
Booey,
Mouth.
Baba Booey. Yeah.
So it's a cartoon that... So he called to mock me.
He mocked you and then he Baba Booey'd us.
Was that a Baba Booey?
Yeah, that's what he just said.
What was that, a Howard Stern reference?
Yeah.
Do you ever get that on your show?
No. I get more Mamma Mia's.
Wait, do they still do that? The Howard Stern?
No, not really.
That's like from 30 years ago? He mocked me. He ridiculed my movie career.
Yep.
And then he Howard Stern me. Fine.
What if someone draws that one? That's the only one
yeah.
we get?
What if that one? Yeah.
That's the only one we get.
Well, we're adding to our no-fly list.
The number is 201-209-9368.
We're looking to marry artists with ideas for funny cartoon captions. We already have two being drawn.
Yeah, hopefully. I could just picture them right now.
Yeah, yeah. I love the thought of them drawing quickly. Wait, let's get some more artists on the phone. 201-209-9368. I thought we had dozens and dozens, hundreds of artists.
I know.
Please give us a call. Please save us. If you have any artistic talent and you're at your desk or have an opportunity to draw something immediately. 201-209-9368.
Or maybe you just sit there all day thinking about how, wow, I wish I could draw. I have this great idea.
Wait, maybe I'll draw this. Worst case scenario,
okay,
I'll draw a guy on a ledge.
So wait, you're just going to get your own cartoon published?
That's right.
What if I give you the caption?
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
All right.
You give me a caption.
I have no idea. So
I know. I understand you were born without a sense of humor.
This
understand.
Just coming out of my head right now.
Yeah, you're just improvising this.
All right.
Okay, go.
It's a hot dog talking to a cheeseburger.
Okay.
That's all right.
And the hot dog says...
Yeah.
You ready for the 4th of July?
Yeah.
And the burger says...
The burger talks too.
Nope.
Okay. We have some calls. Okay. We have some calls. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. You had me until the burger. You had me until the burger. Hey, we only have a few minutes. We got to get this going. Hey, thanks. Are you a cartoonist or do you have an idea for a cartoon?
I have an idea.
Okay. Here we go. Go ahead. What is your name?
My name is Nick.
Okay, Nick, go ahead.
So my idea, you know, you're sitting there, the show's about to start, you look over and the seat next to you, oh, where's my partner? You know, this is garbage. Then, you know, on the same panel, you see the door being kicked down, guy in a Superman suit, it's Matt Warwick, saying, no, it's garbage time.
Yeah, maybe.
I like it.
I know. I'm sure you did. Hey, thanks for calling there, Nick.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
I liked it.
Hey, is there any? Is there a gun?
No.
A gun in the studio? A gun? A loaded gun?
Hello, you're on the air.
I just need to borrow it for like a second. Oh, hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Thank you very much for calling.
You're on the air.
Are you an artist?
I am.
Oh, here we go. Hey, can you draw the Ronan Farrow cartoon for me? Did you hear the Ronan Farrow idea?
I didn't. I missed that.
Okay, here it is. It's actually, it was suggested by my friend Warren Light, so you know it's funny. He's funnier than me. He's a real funny guy. It's a guy on a ledge, a businessman on a ledge, and he's considering jumping, and his secretary is leaning out the window, and his secretary says, Ronan Farrow is still on hold. What should I tell him? You see, because he's being
laughing.
He's being exposed. It's one of those... Hashtag, wait, what me? Wait, what's the big hashtag?
What me?
What?
Yeah,
why
<that's>
me? Why the hell? Why pick on me? Hashtag, what are those deals?
Why pick on me?
Yeah, what did I do wrong? I squeezed her butt once. Hashtag. All right, so that, okay, can you draw that for me?
I can draw that for you.
Okay, what is your name?
My name's Rebecca.
Rebecca, that's your assignment. That's your assignment, and you have 15 minutes. That's your deadline.
15 minutes, okay.
Ronan Farrow is still on hold, period. What should I tell him? And you know why that's funny, Rebecca?
Why?
Because he's been writing these articles exposing people in show business and high-profile politicians. See, so that means when Ronan Farrow calls you, that's bad news. That's why that's funny. It means you're going to have an expose written about you in The New Yorker or The Times.
Brilliant.
That's why that's funny.
All right, and when you're done with it, send it to scott@wfmu.org.
Yeah.
scott@wfmu.org.
Thanks so much for your help in advance. Hey, we have...
We have some more callers.
Yeah, but we have three artists at work.
But
we,
scribbling away.
Yeah, but we need real caption ideas.
You really don't like the hot dog and hamburger idea?
I honestly don't. Tell you why. It's stupid.
Come on!
It's stupid.
Then touch it up a bit.
Okay, the hot dog says what?
Well, okay.
Are you ready for it?
I know.
Let's take another call. Maybe we can beat it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hi, I love the show.
Oh, that means the world to us, doesn't it, Matt?
It does.
Say hello to my friend Matt Warwick.
Hi,
you said
Matt
it right.
Warwick?
Oh,
how are you?
I accidentally said it right.
Good.
Okay, and do you have a caption for us?
Yeah, so there's a car getting onto a highway and a freeway, and the freeway is just bumper to bumper traffic, nothing moving, and the driver of the car says to the passenger, "Don't worry, we have power steering."
Don't worry, we have power steering, and it's just a traffic jam, just bumper to bumper, no cars are moving. Okay, maybe I'll kind of embellish it. Would you mind if I kind of took a pass and rewrote it a little bit?
Yeah, please.
Okay, that's what I'll do. So we need an artist, and I'll maybe embellish that.
All right.
Okay, thanks very much for calling. What is your name?
Sam.
Sam, you'll get co-story credit on that. We'll arbitrate it later.
That's
thanks very much.
I love the show.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Matt?
It does.
201-209-9368. Let's find an artist to draw. Hey, bye, Irwin. Thanks very much for bailing and sinking ship. Thanks very much. This is like the first reel of the Titanic movie. He's the first one in the lifeboat.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. Yeah,
are you
an artist?
No, I'm here for the caption. When I was a kid, there was a cartoon with two people, and the drawing showed that their life was a mess. And the caption attributed to both of them was, next week we've got to get organized.
Yes? Wait, you want us to draw that classic cartoon again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Oh, no, let's have some some originality, some novelty. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to hit pause for 1 second. Just hold on, sir. Don't hang up. Any other callers? Any other callers? Anyone else at all?
No.
Scan the whole phone bank. Any other callers? Did you look at every possible light on the phone bank?
Yeah, they're all out right now.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks very much for calling. Okay, 201-209-9368. We have not generated one. Oh, I'm sorry. My wife called.
There's plenty of ideas.
My wife called with her cautionary tale. We got to have someone draw that. Hey, wait. We have to have someone draw it in 10 minutes. Wait, here. Let's come on. Just put them on.
All right.
They don't have to be screened.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. Are you an artist?
No, I have a caption idea if you need one.
Okay, I think we do. Go ahead.
Okay, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
You've got one figure that's two bodies going into a head, and another figure with a body that has two heads. And it says, Bill and Sam were only half as smart as John and Tim.
Wait, say the caption again.
Bill and Sam were only half as smart as Bob and Tim.
Okay, hold on. I got to try to get my head around this. Can you just hold on for 1 second? Don't hang up, okay? Matt, any other calls? Any other calls at all?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Bill and Sam are only half.
Bill and Sam were only half as smart as John and Tim.
And what is the drawing?
You have a drawing of two bodies going into one head next to a body with two heads.
Okay, I kind of like this. Bill and Sam are only half as smart. No. Hold on.
Bob and Tim.
As Bob and Tim. Okay, I got it. Okay, we'll find an artist for you. Although, that's almost something you could draw yourself. Why don't you take a passage from my high school paper. You've already used it. It's already been published in your high school paper.
Well, I don't think that counts.
Well, that's not up to me. It's up to the editor of the American Bystander whether he finds that's acceptable. I don't know if he's only looking for original. Thanks very much for calling. So we need an artist. I guess I got to find someone to draw my wife's caption because I have to go home later. Okay. Are you an artist? Hi, thanks for calling.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Wait. Hi, you love the show. Are you an artist?
Outside of the morgue, people lined up, there's a sign that says vacancy, and someone says, I knew this would increase sales.
Oh, okay. So wait, it's a mortuary, and it says vacancy. That's okay. At least it's a joke. At least it's something. There's an infrastructure to this, and it says, and then the owner of the mortuary is saying to his partner, I knew this would increase sales.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on.
You don't want to die, you know?
Yeah. Hold on. That actually is sort of very close to a joke. It's the second cousin to a joke. It's related to a joke. It's close enough for American Bystander. We just need an artist that can draw that in 6 minutes. Thanks very much. We now have the tightest of deadlines. If you're an artist that can work very quickly.
We've got someone on the line.
Hi, thanks for calling.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Are you an artist?
No, I got a caption. I can't draw.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so there's some guy. He's like balding. Yeah. And he's at a mom-and-pop burger shop.
Yeah.
He's got his smartphone out, and it's got, like, McDonald's on it.
Yeah.
And he's screaming, what do you mean you don't price match?
Oh, I see. Wait, okay. So he's comparison shopping around at fast food joints.
Yeah. No, he's at, like, a mom-and-pop burger shop.
Oh, he's at, like, what do you mean you don't price match? Oh, that's you mean the way Best Buy might price match?
Yeah.
Oh, that is classic. It's a classic. Okay, we need artists that can draw like in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have some real punchlines.
Yeah, we do.
Do you like either of those?
Well, I like the burger one.
Do you?
Well, I think he really took my burger idea.
And he worked it.
And he worked it.
And what do you think about? Don't worry, we have power steering. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
That's a traffic jam.
Yeah.
Okay, we need artists. 201-209-9368. We need someone that can draw something in 8 minutes.
And send it to scott@wfmu.org.
Should I do this Bill and Sam? Wait, which one of these do you like? The vacancy one? I knew this would increase sales.
That one is close to a joke.
It is close to a joke. Do you like my wife's? Which is my wife's? My wife is, congratulations, you're no longer a... cautionary
that
tale.
That one is very sad.
It is very sad.
I can picture it. Just kind of making me sad.
But I would draw it myself, but I can't draw. I don't think I can draw a bride.
I'm more of an ideas man than a.
Yeah, you're just. Yeah, you know. I could tell from your hot dog.
Hey, that was completely improvised.
No. I think you've been working that out in the clubs. You've been working that out on the boards all week. 201-209-9368. Do we have any other artists?
I hope so. I just imagine them all writing. Oh, look, one got posted.
Hey, hey, we got one posted.
Yeah.
Mind if I cut in? I hate lines. Okay.
We got it. No,
that looks great. Who drew that?
Oh, man. Addie.
How did she draw that so fast? Wait, maybe Addie can do another one. Addie, wait, Addie, call us. 201-209-9368. Addie, we have another assignment for you. Oh, Addie really works fast.
Addie is so efficient. I can't believe it.
Which one of these do you like?
I'm going to say...
I'm going to work. Okay, Addie, give us a call. Which one do you like? What do you mean you don't compare price? No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, here, is that Addie? Just...
No, it's someone on hold right now.
No, just put him on. All right. Oh, for the life of God. Here we go.
You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, hold on. Let me just turn my radio down.
I'll turn your radio up. For the love of God, a little feedback. How could that hurt us at this point? 201-209-9368. Are you an artist?
I am.
Can you work? Can you do something in 6 minutes?
I threw the joke again because my girlfriend called me up and was like, Isaac, you have to listen to FMU.
Yeah, okay. Isaac, I don't have time for the whole story. Okay, thank your girlfriend for us. Isaac, we need you to draw something in 5 minutes. That's your deadline.
All right.
Okay.
Shoot.
Are you at your desk?
I have a pen. I have a paper. I'm ready to go.
Okay. Don't worry. We have power steering. That sucks. Hold on. I knew this would increase sales because the mortuary says vacancy. Okay. You want to go with that?
So it's
two guys in front of a mortuary.
That says vacancy.
And there's a big sign out front, like a motel sign would have, like a motel would have, and it says vacancy. So it's a funeral home. And there's a sign out front that says vacancy, and the owner of the funeral home is talking to his partner, and he's saying, I knew this would increase sales.
Okay, and vacancy is probably glowing a little bit.
It's a motel. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that much time for, like...
No. It doesn't have to look good.
Rendering, but...
No, it doesn't have to look... No, I don't even know what rendering means. We don't need to get into rendering.
It's that like pretty drawing.
No. You have 5 minutes, my friend.
Yeah, send it to Scott at WFMU.org.
I got the mortuary.
Yeah, Scott.
He's kind of gesturing towards the sign.
Doesn't matter. Gesture any way you want. Thank your girlfriend for us. Scott@WFMU.org. That's where you send it. Okay. Thanks very much. Oh, I don't think we have anything yet.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm 80. You're calling me Addie. It's pronounced 80. And 80. I drew the first one. You're like, call again.
Oh, 80. Yes, oh, okay. Yes, yes. Oh, great job, 80, by the way. Oh, here's our other one. Wait. Hold on. Okay, wait. We have one. Okay, here. 80, do you have time to do one more in 5 minutes?
I think the burger one's probably doable in 5 minutes.
The burger one?
Do the burger one.
No, the burger one. Wait, you mean your burger one?
I'm burgers and people.
But it's not even remotely... funny.
I could make it funny.
Make you it can? Funny. Do the burger one.
I'll do the burger one.
No, how about this? Wait. Because you can draw burgers and people?
Can't you let me be happy?
Okay, yeah. We're going to... Okay, this one's for Matt. Okay, draw the burger one, baby. You go, girl.
All right. It's the 4th of July one, right?
Are you doing the 4th of July?
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Right. Yeah, draw. Okay. Yeah. Congratulations. Your dream is being realized.
So happy.
Your vision is being realized.
My improvised vision is coming to life.
Okay, let's see the other one. Okay, that looks good. Yeah. The Ronan Farrow one looks good.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that one.
All right, we got two. So how do we pick the top three?
Well, we'll just send them everything we got. And then, okay, if somebody else could draw something in 5 minutes, we still have time. 201-209-9368.
I can't wait to see the Don't Pee In It
Don't Pee In It, the restaurant? The Pee In It restaurant?
So how are you?
Wait, who drew this Ronan Farrow
Karen.
One? I forget her name. Karen. Great job. Beautiful. And you can see it on our comments page, right?
Yep, at WFMU.org.
So if you've gotten your assignment and you can hit your deadline, uploaded to scott@wfmu.org.
And we got a lot of calls, Andy.
We did. We're doing fine. Maybe we have time for one more artist
One more quick idea.
Yeah, that has 4 minutes to spare. Some artist that might have 4 minutes of their life that they could spare us. some freelance artist that maybe isn't booked every single minute of the afternoon. Do you think that's possible to find? 201-209-9368.
Oh, there's got to be someone out there who can speed draw.
I know. A hot dog and a,
that's,
and listen, a hamburger.
That one's going to be great. If that one gets published, I want an apology.
I want an apology from Michael Gerber if that one gets published. For using the U.S. mails, using our tax dollars to disseminate it.
Oh. Why do you hate it? It makes me so sad.
I'm sorry. I'm picking on you because Ken's
not
here.
You say my name wrong. You don't like my hot dog and hamburger idea.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're right. I should be nicer. And you volunteered at the last minute to step in. And I mocked you. You mocked me?
I thought we were going to share in some Ken hate.
No, I can't hate Ken. He's apparently quite sick. He wouldn't miss a show if he wasn't really sick.
Mm.
He's stoned out of his mind. I think Hank loaded up the brownies with too much hash. Last night's dessert kind of hit him hard. 201-209-9368. Who's this? Oh, just put him on.
Hello. Hello. You're on the air.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I need. Hello.
Turn down your
radio. Oh, for the love of God, turn down your radio.
Hello.
Okay. Okay, wait, never mind. I got the email.
Okay. What?
What does that mean? Oh, scott@wfmu.org. If you've been drawing, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at wfmu.org.
I think we're going to get...
Okay, is it almost time
it's
to
almost time.
To
almost
call
time.
Our friend Michael?
Almost
I'm a little
time.
Bit embarrassed. Oh, wait, do we have any other... Hold on, check our comments board. You know, I gave our artist this deadline.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to draw.
Quickly?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I can doodle.
Yeah. Why don't you doodle some of these?
No, I can't. Because as you pointed out, then it would just be me.
Getting a thing published.
Getting something published. That'd make me the biggest weasel.
Hey, here's something I did. Here, take it.
What if your stupid hot dog and hamburger is published, then someone from Hollywood calls and wants the movie rights? And it makes your damn career. I'd be so mad. I'd pretend to be happy for you.
You know what I'd say?
What?
I'll only do it if Andy's a part of it.
Thanks. Oh, wait, here's another drawing.
Yep.
Let's go. Wait, who drew this one?
This is the pee one.
And they're peeing in it in the back? No, that's All right, that's not good.
No, it's what you asked for.
It's not good. Okay, I'll take it. Hold on.
Look, wait, moochers.
It's great. Oh, I see. Oh, wait, I couldn't see it all. Yeah. Oh, I see. They're peeing in the kitchen. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's exactly what you asked.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't see the second half of it. Oh, it's fantastic, moochers.
Oh, man.
Maybe that'll be it. Oh.
Again, you can check it out at WFMU.org.
On our
playlist page.
Okay, so wait. So we have three artists that hit their deadline. First off, you got to commend them for that.
Yeah.
That they had an impossible deadline. Moochard stepped up. It looks like a real diner. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Karen stepped up with her Ronan Farrow. And considering she didn't even get the joke, it makes it even sweeter, doesn't it? And then 80 with Maybe. The butting in line.
Mind if I cut in?
I hate lines. Yeah.
That was a good one.
No, you hated it. You hate all of them.
Notice how nice I've been.
You are so nice and generous with me. Why do I just denigrate you?
Yeah.
I hardly know you. What
you
is my problem?
You asked my name before the show started.
Well, that was a joke.
It was not.
That was a joke. I thought, wait, when my wife called? You know, wait, did you believe I didn't know your name? No, Matt Warwick is your name.
Yeah.
Matt Warwick is your name. Your name is Matt Warwick.
It is.
Matt Warwick. Hey, listen, we gotta call Michael and see what he thinks.
Okay.
Do you still have the number?
Yes, I do. Don't you worry.
Hey, let's see if anybody else contributes. Okay. Oh. First off, this call's going to begin with a big apology. Wait, is that somebody on the line that we should talk to?
No, this is I'm calling him.
Oh, okay. Is that somebody on the line we should talk to?
I hope it works.
Okay, let's see if anyone else contributed and hit their deadline. Go scan. Oh, nope, not yet.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. I while we do have three cartoons to show you.
Yes, I'm looking at them right now.
Oh, Michael. We had a horrible deadline, and we were really pressed up. You've been so nice and generous with your time, and I don't think there's any of it. I'm proud of them, but I don't think they quite come up to the level we wanted.
Yes, right. Well,
I know you were hoping for more polished work.
Well, the hamburger one hasn't come yet.
I have great faith in talent in the world. So if people want to continue to submit, they can go to our submittable page.
Okay.
Which is, hold on. It's submittable. Submittable.com. Sorry. It's American Bystander. TheAmericanBystander.submittable.
Oh, wait. Okay. Say it again.
It's theamericanbystander.submittable.com/submit.
Okay. Hey, wait. Now, a fourth one has just been added. Could you look at that one?
Okay, good. Let me see. Let me reload the page.
Okay. Maybe we have a shot. Did any of them come close?
I like the Ronan Farrow joke. I do. The difficulty, though, for us is that this issue might not come out for about a month and a half. And once again, I'm optimistic that perhaps there won't be yet more, choking or...
Wait. Do you mean that's your concern about the Ronan Farrow one?
Well, I'm a pretty easygoing guy, as you can hear.
I think you're being very kind. But I love both versions of the Ronan Farrow one. Wait, look at the last version from Rebecca.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, would you do me a favor, just as a favor for me? Would you put that on the cover?
I
never asked you for anything before.
I know that's true, and you're great. This has been so fun, but I think Barry Blitt would be mad.
Oh, is he your cover artist for number 8?
Yeah, for number 8, he's doing a great cover.
I think Barry would understand once he sees it.
I'll send him to you. You convince him, and we'll do it.
Ronan Farrow is on the phone. What should I tell him? All right. Yeah, we tried our best.
Tell people to keep submitting.
I will, and I can honestly recommend. I can recommend your magazine to anyone that loves. Great writing.
There's another one.
Hold on.
Oh, if it's the hamburger hot dog one.
Oh, let's see. Hold on. Okay. Wait, what does it say?
I don't think I get it. Can you explain it to me?
No, I can't. No one gets it. The guy who generated it is next to me, and he doesn't get it.
So they're the hot dog saying, "You ready for the 4th of July?" And the cheeseburger is all distressed, and he's like, "No."
And is he reaching for money? Is there money falling out of his wallet?
We don't know. Really, Michael? Michael, would that help you if he was reaching for money, Michael?
Any little thing at this point. I guess I don't spend enough time in bars.
Yeah, I guess that's it. You don't spend enough time in bars to get that joke.
I love it.
Matt's going to have it framed. Michael, you have been more patient than any publisher has any right to be, and we thank you. We thank you for your time.
Andy, can I tell you one more thing?
Yes, sir.
You know about the rule of three, right? But also the rule of 17.
I don't.
If people keep submitting these cartoons, and there's just a bunch of them, and none of them quite make it, maybe we should put them all on the same page and say these are all the cartoons that can make it.
I
tell people to continue to submit. I'll continue to look. Okay.
Okay. Hold on.
All right.
That's very kind of you to offer. I
of course.
My advice to you as a friend and as a fan is don't do that. But thank you very much and enjoy your evening.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Bye bye.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9.
Hey, Matt.
Online.
Matt.
WFMU.org.
Well, let me thank Nick. Yeah. Let me thank Veronica. Let me wish Ken a healthy recovery, a speedy recovery. And Matt, I can't thank you. Oh, also, of course, Scott.
Yes.
Our own Scott helped out here. And
all
Matt,
the artists.
And Matt, you were great. If I stepped over a line or hurt your feelings.
No, it's okay. I'm fine, Andy.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
I love you.
I love you too, Matt. And of course, Matt, I didn't forget your name. That was me just me trying to be a jerk and make you laugh. Oh, I'm embarrassed.
I love you, Andy.
No, I'm embarrassed. Imagine what it's like being me.
There's a man who leads a life of singers. Everyone he meets, he says a singer. Oh, with every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see tomorrow. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you brought before us. Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas. Thank you for the Fords. And most of all, we thank you for Roush and Yates partnering to give us the power that we see before us tonight. Thank you for GM Performance Technology and the R07 engines. Thank you for Sunoco Racing Fuel and Goodyear Tires that bring performance and power to the track. Lord, I want to thank you for my smoking hot wife tonight, Lisa. My two children, Eli and Emma, or as we like to call them, the Little E's. Lord, I pray and bless the drivers and use them tonight. May they put on a performance worthy of this great track. In Jesus' name, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Good evening, lifers. You are listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla.
Did you like that?
I was like, no. It was, I was a little scared.
I'm trying
for a
different
second.
Things each week.
I wasn't looking directly at you, so I thought maybe you had
forgotten
that you were.
I'm
having
a professional.
Like an amnesia episode or an absence.
That
seizure.
Was a pregnant pause.
Oh, well,
it's
you
for,
got me.
I'm learning things from Andy.
Oh, like
you laughed. It
I
was
did.
Obviously
it was
funny. Funnier than anything
it was
they did.
Nervous laughter. I was afraid that you had left. I didn't know. Oh. I'm not prepared to host this episode by myself.
Really? We should do that sometime where we do like a radio co-host chicken game.
Ooh, like see who can get to the studio last. I bet Ken would love that.
Or see if someone could like ice out the other person for as long as awkwardly it takes to just...
And see what happens.
Just see what happens if one of us just stops talking during our episode.
Okay. Like now. I don't want to do it right now. I'm part of the
That's all I could do because I like attention and this is my hour, people. So
well, it's funny because one of the reasons why I don't think that I could do this hour by myself, although maybe I could now, is because when we first went into this topic, I was a little on the fence about it, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you were on the fence. You were like, no way. This is.
I don't think I said no way.
You were
like,
why? No. It was like, dot, dot, dot. It's usually via text message.
Yeah. Kim
and
was
it's like, hey, can I just talk about what the topic is for a minute?
Sure.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about race cars and NASCAR specifically.
Yeah.
And we get to talk to a pit reporter. And mm-hmm. he used to be a racer. His family's races. And and you were like, dot, 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 dot. Like, you know, when you message someone
and
you're like, hey, guess what? Like, Scott, previously from Otisville, has this great friend, and he is going to be giving us this reference. And it's a guy that's in NASCAR.
And
this sounds awesome.
Like,
it's totally down in real life's wheelhouse.
And there was a pregnant pause.
And then a dot,
on
dot,
my
dot.
End of the line.
Yeah.
And
dot,
it,
dot, dot. No. And then it disappeared again.
And
dot,
then
dot,
it was
dot.
Like,
dot, dot, dot.
What?
Disappeared again.
Why?
Why?
Why? Like, I don't have... No. And part of that is because I'm from NASCAR country. Y'all, I'm from North Carolina, and it's
You had
NASCAR.
Some preconceptions.
I had some preconceptions. I have come to embrace a lot of aspects of my, you know, Southern upbringing and the culture and the heritage, and there's some stuff that I like about it. But while I was living there, I always sort of felt like an outsider, especially in high school. And so I pushed back pretty hard mm-hmm. on anything that I looked at as like traditional Southern culture or like particularly like rednecky Southern culture. And I looked at NASCAR as just like a bunch of like uneducated hicks like driving car, and I just didn't understand the appeal of it. And I know this, like, it probably
you felt the
sounds
same way about
harsh.
The Cuddlists. You did, and then you understood
I was
them
creeped out and then I sort of understood the purpose to it. But I have to say, I went into this one maybe more resistant than I've gone into any interview, because at first I just couldn't think of a single thing I wanted to ask. I was like, I don't care about NASCAR. But then you reminded me that the whole reason we do this show is to dispel misconceptions.
And in typical, in real life style, we learn that they're just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
They have passions and love for what they do.
And it's actually really, I think, I'm realizing one of the things I love most about this is it's really interesting to have somebody like convince you why you should sort of reconsider or rethink a culture that you had completely dismissed previously.
I forgot. Can you pot up the...
Yeah, sure.
I have a little bed music for us today.
Doop, doop, doop.
A little bit. You're going to like it.
Beep, 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 mm-hmm. beep, beep, beep.
Oh, yeah. Now do you feel like we're like on the sidelines? This is some race cars.
Oh, my God, it's so loud.
It's just a race. We'll just keep it in the background while we're